Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. Need to improve your credit score? With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. Most people know that they're allowed to get a free credit report from each of the three credit reporting bureaus once a year, twice a year in some states. But many people get their reports but don't bother to read them until they need to use them to buy a home, a car, or rent an apartment. And unfortunately, that's the wrong time to discover an inaccuracy on your credit report. The reality is, nearly 80% of credit reports contain an error. So a good practice is to check your credit report regularly and dispute in writing any inaccuracies you might find. Now, if you're trying to improve your credit score, avoid applying for new lines of credit in a short period of time, because any time you apply for new credit, it generates new inquiries on your credit report. There are built-in protections that limit the number of inquiries to your credit report when you're shopping for a home loan or an auto loan. But that's not so with credit cards. Every time you apply for a new credit card, your credit score dips about 3 to 5 points. You need to understand that keeping your credit score high, especially in these days as we are trying to recover from the recession, that is an especially necessary plan to make. A good look at your credit score will tell you where you stand with your money. A credit score that's under 700, remember, means that you have probably missed a payment or two in the past, which is one of the worst things that can happen to your credit history. It takes a big hit, but you can repair it by making sure that your payments moving forward are paid on time, every time. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.